Sports. I am James R. Lakorchik.
Erie Talk in the Morning, WJZ.
Good morning, Erie. Yeah, if you want to get the tickets to the Burger King Classic, Jimmy will have those between 9 and 10. Dr. Snow and I are occupied. We can't leave our posts here to go out there and give you tickets. Rock and roll birthday out there. Kid Rock. Got Rock in his name. How old do you think Kid Rock is,
Dr. Snow? I'm going to give Kid Rock 48.
That's not bad. He's 42. So you were right in there. A lot of famous people celebrating birthdays today. It's First Lady Michelle Obama's birthday. She probably doesn't appreciate everybody announcing this, but she is 49 today. Betty White, who every year I'm sure she welcomes. She's 91 today.
Unbelievable.
Betty White is. Comedian Jim Carrey is 51. James Earl Jones with the big voice, Darth Vader's voice, and this is CNN. James Earl Jones is 82. Muhammad Ali still going at 71, but not in great shape, but still going. Maury Povich, the man of the paternity test show, he's 74. Also, Mick Taylor, who used to play with the Rolling Stones, actually did just play with them in their New York concerts recently for an appearance, is 65. And comedian Steve Harvey is 56. So happy birthday to all those fine folks. It's not Dr. Snow's birthday. When is your birthday?
My birthday's in June.
Oh, so is mine.
I am a
and so is Jimmy's. Yeah,
is
we all are.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
What day in June?
I'm June 6th.
No, I'm the 11th.
The you can get is the Gemini.
And Jimmy's right around in there somewhere. He's in the early digits as well. Yeah.
Barry, I never knew that.
Dr. Tony Snow is with us. Of course, it's Thursday, and that's when he comes by to dispense some good, sound, healthy advice, which we can all use from Community Health Net. And, of course, you can also see Dr. Snow and his lovely wife, Kathy Iorio, and a whole bunch of other fun folks every Saturday morning on Fox 66 at 8 o'clock with their program Wellsville, a nice, fun program for the whole family to start off their Saturday with.
And well, thank you,
have
Barry.
Have a good time.
We are delighted. We want folks to be healthy and well, and we are delighted that GE Transportation will be helping us have another season, which we'll be filming soon.
All right. Well, thank you to GE for keeping Wellsville going there. You have been with us for a couple of weeks. So
that's right.
Everybody got sick as a dog while you were gone. I don't know whether there's a correlation there or not, but a lot of people
Barry,
sick out there.
I hope, Barry, I didn't have anything to do with it. However, I must admit, I went through my phase with upper respiratory infection as well.
Ooh.
And the very, very, very kind of voice, like Barry.
Barry White.
Barry White.
The late,
yes,
great Barry White,
yes. And, you know, as I was reading more, and we've all been updated on the fact that we do have a lot of influenza this year, and that's a particular virus, of course, the influenza virus, but there's even more of just respiratory viruses this time of the year. Those are the, quote, colds that we frequently get, the runny nose, the congestion. They make us tired. Viruses are notorious for doing that anyway. We lose our sense of smell, and when we lose our sense of smell, it has a great impact on our sense of taste.
What's the difference between a cold virus and a flu virus?
Well, the influenza virus, it's like that commercial, Barry, a long time ago. They had a Lionel train that we all play with, and it's pretty, and we like to play with on a counter or a desk. And they said, if this is a cold, then they showed like a GE locomotive,
right,
coming out of the mist. They said, this is the influenza. And it's a matter of degree, Barry. They're both all viruses, I should say.
That's what I was going to say,
but
because they're all viruses.
The influenza virus takes it to a different level. When you get the, quote, flu, the honest-to-goodness flu by influenza A or B, you have the fever. We don't always see and rarely see fevers with just colds. We see hot flushes. We feel warm, but we take our temperature. It's 99.
Right.
The influenza, 102, 103. Temperature, real fever. Achiness to the point where you don't even want to move is sometimes influenza, where you don't just have muscle aches, you feel stiff and a little sore. It hurts to move. You can be bedridden with influenza. The appetite goes right down the chute, no energy. You may have respiratory form to the point where you can barely breathe. It may develop into influenza pneumonia. which is one of the things all of us want to think about when we even have a cold. What separates it from a cold I'm at home and a problem I need to see a doctor or go to the urgent care is the fact that once we start having respiratory symptoms to the point where it's difficult to breathe, we are coughing all the time and all night associated with a fever that tips us into a different category. When it's been going on so long, we have been unable to give ourselves nutrition and hydrate ourselves. We are either so sick to our stomach, lack of appetite, and or develop the vomiting to the point where we cannot keep food down. We're not even keeping liquids down. We are at risk for nutritional problems and even before that for dehydration. Then those are the signs that it's in a different category. It could be influenza or it could be even a respiratory virus that has advanced to the degree we need medical intervention, which is usually symptomatic, meaning fluids, if we need them, treating our fever, something for comfort, unless it's influenza, because that virus, we do actually have antivirals for influenza, Tamiflu, we hear a lot about on the news, but we have medicines that actually help treat the influenza virus, which is why it's very important.
Why wouldn't you take those for a cold?
Early. They don't work for all viruses. Different viruses are like bacteria. They're different. And we can't have one thing that treats them all. We would like, for example, that wouldn't help the chickenpox virus or the measles virus or the mumps virus. Those are all viruses, and we don't have anything that directly treats them. However, the Tamiflu, new type viruses, antivirals, do work on the influenza virus, just like we have certain medicines that are geared for the HIV virus. They work for that virus, not other viruses. So there are some viruses we can intervene. Most of the viral illnesses, mercifully, aren't life-threatening, but they're inconvenient, and we end up just treating the symptoms, like a cold.
So is the fever the tipping point? Is that when
when you start having a fever.
That means you probably have the flu.
You have to think about influenza, if you've had that respiratory prodrome, they call it, those symptoms that start building over time with a lot of, I can't breathe, I'm stuffy, it's affecting my voice, I have no appetite, achy, those symptoms. And that fever can tip it into one of two. Either, yes, it's influenza and it's starting to get a fulminant influenza where you get sicker and sicker, you hurt more and more, fever comes. Or you have a virus which has now taxed, has strained your immunity to the point where a secondary bacterial infection has started. Because it's not unheard of to have a virus, it kind of gets you down, weakens your resistance, and then pneumococcal pneumonia develops. That's a bacteria.
And that's when you need antibiotics.
That's when you need antibiotics. So again, when that respiratory symptom, when stiff neck comes with the fever, these can take it to different levels and can be complicated infections that need treated, need intervention. The key is as soon as possible. Even our anti-influenza treatments work better when they're in the first couple of days of the illness. So it's not good to sit on it for a week back and forth. What should I do? If in doubt, you should be checked. The other thing is, if it's even a respiratory virus, just a cold and one of the many that can cause that, we still don't want to spread it. So all the precautions we always talk about are in play here for everybody. If I'm sick, stay home. Do not share it with your compatriots at work and your colleagues. Even though you want to be a good person and go and help the cause, it ends up hurting the cause because now it spreads. I want to rest. I want to drink plenty of fluids to head off dehydration. I want to do my best to get nutrition even though I don't have an appetite. Because remember, you don't feel hungry right now, but your body is hungry. And your body needs nutrition to bring your antibodies and your immune system up to a level where they can maximally fight off the insult of the virus. So please, even though you don't have an appetite, force yourself to take juices, eat a little something to bring nutrition in because it will help you get better faster. Get your rest. Don't try to, I'll just stay home and I'm going to work my little head off for 12 hours straight. No, you're better off saying, hey, I have this virus, let me get over it. I'm just going to chill. I'll read a little in bed maybe for work, but if I drift off to sleep, I'm asleep. I just need my rest to let the body get over the infection and fight it off maximally. for the well among us, we don't want to catch it.
No.
So don't underestimate washing your hands. Washing your hands. Viruses are everywhere. We are touching everything. Just doorknobs, computers, computer mouses, whatever, tablets, briefcases. Copy machines and the paper. We go out, and it's the ketchup and the mustard and the if they have the pepper and salt, the menu.
Mm-hmm.
It's just everywhere, and so you can't really take it and eliminate it.
I'm just going to stay home from now. I'm not going anywhere.
But, Barry, we have to take precautions. There's nothing wrong with having those little sanitizers. They have some that are even like big pens.
Yeah.
They're big, but they fit in a pocket. So you can actually spray a little bit right before you're going to eat. Spray your hands right after you use the menu. You're not being over cautious. It's just a precaution. Don't underestimate good old soap and water. They still do a great job. Don't underestimate coughing into your elbow.
The cape.
That's right. Here you go. The cape. I like that,
that's
Barry.
What they call it, the cape, because that's what the guy that grabs his cape like Dracula,
yes,
and covers his face with it.
Oh, I like that visual, Barry. For our listeners, the cape. That's a very good way to remember, and it makes a difference.
I didn't make that up, folks. I've heard that.
Oh, before. I like it, but that does work. My wife talks about the T-zone. Stay away from the T-zone. Your eyes down to through your nose and mouth.
Keep your hands away from it, you mean?
Keep your hands away from the T-zone. We're spreading it to our nose, our mouth, getting in our eyes. They're fluid areas. They're areas with mucous membranes that can easily spread infection. Stay away from touching our T-zone. And those precautions will help. And don't forget, for the influenza, as we've all heard, but it's still in play and vaccine is still available, your flu shot is your first line of defense.
Still haven't gotten one.
And keep in mind, the Barry, you did
I'm
not
at the
get
point now where
it's
more like an experiment now.
Now, Barry, the flu shot, although in all honesty, the influenza, like any of the vaccines, they don't guarantee we absolutely cannot get the illness.
Right.
However, if we get a vaccine for the influenza and I catch the influenza virus, it will tend to not be as severe and not to last as long.
All right, well, I'm still performing my experiment. For people that aren't familiar with Community Health Net, give us a quick tour.
Oh, thank you, Barry. We are a federally qualified healthcare facility located at 1202 State Street in our main hub and 4401 Iroquois Avenue in our location in Harbor Creek. We're a primary care medical and dental provider. Please come to us. We do everything we can to make it available to you by reducing our fees, helping you get in and out, whatever it takes to get you the care you deserve.
However, Monday.
Yes, indeed, Barry. Thank you for the reminder. Martin Luther King Day is one of the holidays we celebrate at Community Health Net, and our offices, both medical and dental, will be closed on Monday the 21st, I believe is that date,
yes,
in respect for Martin Luther King Day.
All right, very good. Dr. Snow, will you be with us next Thursday?
I'll see you in 2 weeks,
Two
Barry.
Weeks again.
Yes, indeed.
All right, this bi-monthly appearance for Dr. Snow. That's quite all right. He's a busy man. Very
oh,
good.
Well, I miss you, Barry. I'll be glad to be here.
All right. Dr. Tony Snow from Community Health Net, we're going to break. I'll be back to wrap things up and get you off and running on your Thursday. I'm Barry Dane Steinhagen, 854, 6 in front of 9, and this is Jet Radio 1400.
Ever feel like you hit a roadblock when marketing your small business? Email marketing from Constant Contact will help you reach your customers in a place they're checking every day. They're in